In honor of the Holy Son of Rebbe's yard site, we're going to learn a beautiful teaching from Netivot Shalom, appropriate for the 3 weeks and these days leading up to the Tisha B'Av Tzom. Son of quotes a holy, holy, and famous Rambam. Katav Rambam Bilchus Melachim, a Melach Mashiach Atid La'amod, v'kho mi she'inu ma'amin bo, mi she'inu m'chakeh li'byoto. Lo b'shar nivim b'levadi kofar ela b'torah v'moshe Rabbeinu. Sharei Torah yidu alav shenemar v'shavta Hashem lakacha et shvutcha v'lichamcha v'shav v'kibadzcha. The Rambam, writes in Hilchos Melachim that the Mashiach is going to come. And anyone who does not believe in the Mashiach coming and doesn't mechakeh l'biyato, doesn't anticipate and wait for him to come, he's not only a kofar, he's not only going against all the prophets, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he's denying Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Because Moshe prophesies that one day the Jewish people will come back to our land in the Messianic era. So, here's the dakdek b'dvarav. Dibesh, lama mi she'eino ma'amin bo kofar. I understand that somebody who doesn't believe in the Mashiach, he's a heretic. He's a denier. Sharia Torah yidalav. The Torah says that there's going to be Mashiach. Ava mi she'eino mechakel libyato. The mashma av she ma'amin b'biyat Mashiach, ela she'eino mechakel libyato. Which implies he knows that Mashiach's going to come, he's just not waiting for him to come. V'ayinu she'tov me'enav ha'matav anochi k'mot shehu. In other words, he's fine with the current situation. Beinu mitzapel yishoyin. He's not awaiting the Mashiach, not awaiting salvation. Why is he considered a heretic if he believes Mashiach has come? He's just not that excited about it. He knows it's going to come. But, you know, why does he have to be so excited about it? Why does he have to wait for it? A very strong question. This Rambam that a lot of us take for granted that we have to wait for him to come seems to be coming out of thin air. But Slomer explains that it's not true. V'yesh Lomar. Mashiach is the full fixing of God's beautiful world, of this world that we live in. Then the purpose of the world, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, and God will cast away all of the impurity. And Hashem alone will remain on that day. That's the purpose of creation. And all the rest of this world of filth, a world full of so much pain, it's just a pathway in order to get to this perfect world, this perfected world of the Messianic era. Okay. And the Ramban writes, God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children to love Hashem. The Kai Nami Al Yamot Mashiach, that refers to the days of the Mashiach. Kimizman Abriya Aita Rushut Biadadam Asok Yirtono Tzadik Arasha. From the time of creation, a person could choose to do good or to do evil. Chol Zman Atorah Ken, Kadesh Yelem Zchut Bchiratam Batov. Monash Ritzotam Bara. God wants us to have the ability to choose good or to choose evil, and to hopefully choose good and be rewarded for it. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be natural for us to choose good. We're not going to desire things outside the realm of good at all. Desire, which is not holy, it clogs the heart. And our heart won't desire it anymore when Mashiach comes. We're going to go back to the pre-Adam state. We're going to do what Hashem wants and not the opposite. Zeu sham rabbeinu. That's what Rabbi said. V'giyash name shanim asher tamar ein lehem v'chefetz. So you're going to hear it, so we're not going to have any desire for ra. Okay, so let's just review. The Messianic era is going to be an era where we're only going to desire to do good, and the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. And that's what we're anticipating and waiting for when Mashiach comes. It's an absolute conclusion from true faith that this anticipation for the Mashiach. A Jew that believes that Hashem created the world, and he recognizes that the world is not created for chaos. Can't be that the whole world is just for its current situation, with murder and terrorism and pain and loneliness and divorce and anger and lack of communication. That's not why Hashem created the world. That's not the ultimate goal. This is only a stage in the ultimate goal. The world is always darkness and then light. Ultimately, all the evil will run away, will be nullified from the earth, and will only be good. This person that has true faith and true clarity as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The whole world is just a passing phenomenon, which is just about to finish. And the belief in the Mashiach is an obvious, understood thing. It can't be any other way. If there's a good God, then ultimately it's got to end good. It's got to be a good ending. And it's inseparable belief from this belief in a good God who created us. And that's why we anticipate at any moment God's redemption of the world to the Mashiach. And therefore, it turns out somebody that doesn't anticipate the Mashiach, he has a gam in his emunah. He doesn't have the right perspective on Hashem's beautiful world. He doesn't view this world as a hallway in order to get to the ultimate purpose. And therefore, his emuna is pugum, is lacking, because he doesn't understand what the world's all about. And we know that, and Tiva Shalom continues to write, that in proportion to a person's belief in Hashgacha Pratis, in God's watching over the world, in God's love for the world, that's how much Hashgacha we're going to manifest in our lives. The more we know that Hashem's watching over us, the more Hashem will actually be watching over us, and we will see that more in our lives. And the more we believe in the redemption and talk about the Geula, the more that will actually bring the Geula, says the Slonimer. So Hashem should mezake us in these days of mourning, that we should think about the Mashiach, anticipate the Mashiach, and help bring the Mashiach. Like the Gemara in Shabbat says, one of the first questions we're going to be asked in heaven is, Tzipita li Yeshua, did you anticipate the Mashiach? And of course, our understanding is it's not just enough to hope for it, to yearn for it, to pray for it, of course, constantly praying for it every day, but also to ask ourselves, what can I do to bring Mashiach a little closer? And hopefully just learning this is the first step. At Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet to see the light of Hashem shining into the world in the days of Mashiach very soon. Amen.